What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Hugh Woods, Senior Group Engineer, Highways and Transportation for Atkins. Atkins and Skanska Balfour Beatty Joint Venture have been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for the use of a building information modeling process to meet the demands of widening 64 kilometers of the 188-kilometer M25 motorway circling London in preparation for the London 2012 Olympic Games. Can you describe for us the scope of the M25 project?
The major road network in southeast England radiates from London like the spokes of a wheel, and the M25 is the outer ring road that links them all. So obviously it's important to the London area, but it also carries much of the freight between mainland Europe and England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. So it's vital to international trade too. It's one of the busiest motorways in Europe. The Connect Plus consortium was awarded a £6.2 billion contract in 2009. That's about $10 billion for the upgrade, operation and maintenance of the M25 over the next 30 years. The first task is the 40 miles of widening in two separate sections that are under construction now. We're adding a fourth lane in each direction. Just to add to the pressure, the widening must be complete before the London 2012 Olympics. Delays are already minimised by keeping three narrow lanes open throughout the working day, but everyone wants visitors' lasting memories to be of the games, not the queues at roadworks. We're over halfway through the construction, and it's being built at about twice the speed of a typical project of this kind.
Why is building information modelling so instrumental to this project?
Atkins has been making interactive 3D and 4D models of our road and bridge projects for over a decade, so we already knew how effective they are in explaining and checking many aspects, such as the visibility of signs and signals. The big difference with this M25 widening is the lack of space. There's no compulsory purchase of additional land, so nearly everywhere it has to be shoehorned in between the existing fence lines. In the verges especially, there's a lot more stuff to be squeezed into a narrower strip. There'll be additional signal gantries and lighting, and miles of retaining walls. Nearly all the drainage gets replaced too. It has to handle the increased paved area, but mustn't exceed the previous discharge flows. Where there's no space for ponds, that means building long storage tanks under the ground. And to meet standards for water quality and accidental spillage containment requires underground separators, valves and emergency tanks. They're all quite big. The obvious way to get this right was to model everything above and below ground and to use automatic clash detection. Autodesk's Navisworks is well known as the best tool for that job. And after Atkins chose to use it to aid design, Skanska Balfour Beatty seized the opportunity to make the Navisworks model deliver further benefits during construction.
Can you give us a brief description of how BIM is being used on this design-build project and its benefits?
Road design is an iterative process. Many disciplines are involved and they use quite a range of software. Atkins has tailored different ways of generating 3D output for each design team, knowing that Navisworks can assemble them all in a design intent model and keep on updating it as the design develops. It not only highlights the clashes, but it gives an understanding of the implications that one team's solution may have on other parts of the design. We keep the design intent model pretty basic because it changes so often. I can give a couple of examples. We model fences and crash barriers as continuous walls below the ground so that we can check for potential clashes with the posts or the land boundary. And the precise location of the line of the retaining wall may change many times, mostly to add or move what we call blisters for communications or drainage equipment. When the firm design is issued for construction, Skanska Balfour Beatty makes an investment in greater realism to make it easier to understand. They use Civil 3D to show the separate posts and rails in the fences and crash barriers, and they model the retaining walls as individual sheet piles with a capping beam. Their construction model is used every day by nearly all the staff in the site office. It informs their decisions on how tasks can be carried out and the options available to them if they have to make changes in the light of the conditions found on site.
How do you envision BIM transforming the building and construction industry in general?
BIM is well established in the buildings market, which has the advantage that all the teams can work in the same software environment, such as Autodesk Revit, but road projects involve more disciplines and a wider range of software. Atkins and Skanska Balfa Beatty have learned a lot from our introduction of BIM technologies on the M25. We've seen how Navisworks can be the integration tool and how much more effective it is to transfer knowledge between design and construction using this approach. By keeping it updated, BIM becomes the as-constructed model for the future life of the asset, including operation and maintenance. I'm sure that BIM will lead to designers and contractors working more closely together. The data structure in the model will increasingly reflect the needs of the supply chain, and that will give more efficient use of materials and better cost control. The construction methods and sequence are generally up to the contractor, but the real time and cost savings come when the designer is involved in the process and can build the data in a way that assists 4D planning. That's good news for everyone, designers, contractors, and ultimately the clients who pay for it.
For more about Skanska, visit www.skanska, that's skanska.co.uk. For Balfour Beatty, visit www.balfourbeatty, that's balfourbeatty.com. And for Atkins, visit www.atkinsglobal, that's atkinsglobal.com. For everything about Building Information Modeling and the Autodesk BIM Experience Award Program, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM.